Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Learning to Fly, the podcast. This month is actually National Music Month, so this is a very specially chaotic episode of Random Questions with Random People. I am joined by Brenna from Rose Colored Books, who normally would talk about book things, but today we're going to talk about music things. So get ready for complete and utter chaos. How are you today, Brenna?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, what makes you qualified for random questions about music?
I listen to music on an hourly basis.
Fair enough. Give us some examples of your top bands.
My top bands include 21 Pilots, My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy, Paramore, Aurora. A lot of alternative rock
You were just
and
fangirling about one. Shout them out. They deserve the shout out.
Bleachers.
Thank you. God.
I was gonna say indie and then I was gonna say like bleachers. I wasn't finished.
Okay, sorry. It sounded like you were losing steam there.
Never, never.
What genres do you just like not even give the time of day to?
Country, like gospel music. I'm not the biggest R&B fan, so I guess those and opera music. I don't like opera music.
Aren't you
So quite a
musical
few.
obsessed?
Yes,
How the
Broadway
fuck?
musicals are not the same as opera
No,
music. Ugh.
I know that, but also, how the fuck can you like musicals and not opera?
Because they're totally different.
One prepares you for the other.
Okay, but one is better than the other.
Oh, no, my dear.
In
No,
my opinion.
no, no, no.
In my very, very silly opinion.
That being said, what's your favorite musical?
My favorite musical is Wicked.
What one musical would you kill to see in its original production phase?
Hamilton.
What one album would you recommend to every single human being out there, which means you need to be considerate of its content?
Wicked. It just has everything.
Okay. Going to like any music, we're off the musicals for a moment. What one song must every human being listen to at least once in their lifetime?
Ooh. Ooh, wait, I have one. I have one. Let me find it. I can't think of the name. Hold on, hold on.
While you're looking for that, what is one musical celebrity who has never let you down?
Gerard Way.
What is one musical celebrity you think everyone should keep their distance from?
Ooh.
Hmm?
I have a controversial one. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
You live to be controversial, just say it.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, good, I agree with you.
Okay,
Did you find the
I
song?
still can't find the song.
Okay.
No, hold on. One more question, I'll get it.
What is one album you think everyone should own on vinyl? Whether or not
On
it actually
vinyl?
exists there is fine.
Ooh. Trench by 21 Pilots.
Interesting choice.
My song, my number one, like everyone in the world should listen to this song, is also a 21 Pilots song, Holding On to You.
Also, interesting choice. What is one
Thank
band you
you.
would never get tired of seeing in concert?
21 Pilots.
What is one band you wish you had seen in concert that no longer tours and/or is dead?
Ooh. That's a hard one too. 'Cause I've seen my two top choices. Ooh. Do they have to be like no longer touring?
Yes. It has to be something you've missed the mark on, you were
No.
born too late for. Yes, this is me calling you a young baby.
I am a young baby. Shoot, I don't listen to
You don't listen to
I don't know about the
anyone
Harpy.
before your time.
That's not true.
No, I'm
Okay,
asking
Michael
you.
Jackson.
Okay, thank you. Weird choice, but thank you.
Listen, I had a Michael Jackson phase.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that in the slightest.
That sounds like an insult, and I'm here for
If
it.
you could write songs with one musical artist, not a band, one singular human being, who would you want to write songs with?
Tyler Joseph from 21 Pilots.
What makes 21 Pilots so fantastic in your opinion?
They cover so many topics that are so stigmatized and just in such a beautiful way, and they have so much lore, and they're just like musical geniuses in my heart.
Not that I want to detour, but I am going to share this quick story. Bradley, if you're listening, which I highly doubt, but if you are, you are the first person to ever give me a 21 Pilot CD, despite my begging and begging and begging and not being in a position to buy one. It now lives in Zach's Jeep, and it is the, if nothing else is available, road trip music, and we have relied on it a lot because we live in the middle of fucking nowhere. So thank you. And even though I hate you, thank you. Go ahead, Berta.
Well, okay. Well, now you have to answer my random question. Which CD is it?
I can see the cover kind of.
What does it look like?
It is black and white. It is the one that came.
Blurry face?
Maybe? It's whatever came
Does it
out
have
right
significance?
before Suicide Squad.
Blurry face.
Okay, then that's the one.
Does it have six circles on it or eight circles?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, yes, blurry face.
Because I know most of their covers are pretty colorful, and this one is not.
Yeah.
If you could have any one band poster or t-shirt signed by everyone in the band, what would it be?
Can I have, can I choose two?
Fine.
I love how my answers are all just gonna be the same two bands, 21 Pilots and My Chemical Romance.
What question would you answer that does not involve either of those bands? This is going to be a very boring episode if you can't branch out. We're already 7 minutes in.
Okay, so now I have to choose a random question for myself.
Yes!
Who's your favorite female-led band? Paramore.
Okay. What's your favorite music
We
video?
branched out so much. What's my favorite music video? Don't make me choose. But I'm gonna
Yes.
try very hard not to say a My Chem or 21 Pilots one. Ready to go, parentheses. Get Out of My Mind by Panic at the Disco.
Okay, that's a good one. Damn it, I had a good question for you too.
Aww. It'll come back to you.
Oh, I know you were not alive for MTV, but if you were alive.
Yeah, I was. Continue.
Were you?
I
Like, in
think.
its original form, where you would just turn the channel on and it was nothing but music videos and, like, gossip about celebrities.
Let's see. I'm gonna research this.
Did you watch
It doesn't.
MTV?
Well, no.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. Being old enough to watch and appreciate it for what it was.
Okay.
So, the way that worked for all of you
I know how
youngsters.
it worked.
And this isn't for you, this is context, so the question makes sense.
Okay.
God!
I'm not that baby.
You are. So the way MTV worked was basically it was like a radio station, and there were just music videos that were playing back to back to back to back. And then every like hour and a half, there'd be like a news article about, or a news broadcast about like celebrity gossip or whatever. Or new albums coming out, or whatever. And it worked a lot like a radio station. You could call and request shit, but stuff was also pre-planned for like a whole day so that it would show up on your TV guide. If you could request any one video from that era to be played, what video would you choose?
America's Sweethearts by Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
Because it's just a trip of a music video.
And I think it would have been in the right time period for like right before MTV died.
I believe so.
What does MTV stand for?
Music television.
Correct.
Oh,
I wanted to trip you
whoa.
up, but you got
I win. What do
it.
I win?
You're here again, despite pissing me off nearly
Yay!
every episode.
We're back to our roots.
What one
Okay.
musician that you know of has a secret or double life?
Ooh, no one. No one that I know of. I
Really?
mean, probably someone that I know, but I don't know if they do.
Well, like an example might be they're really well known for being in this band or being in this genre, but they're also in this other band. Or they're
Oh.
also doing other things. That's what I mean by double life.
Oh, like they're secretly a Russian
No.
spy, but
Like a
like
really good example would be Atticus, the poet. He is Duncan Penn, who actually was in a very famous show on MTV way back when. So
Oh,
yes,
that's
I've spilled his
crazy.
secret yet again on the podcast.
I'm gonna say Frank Iero. He's originally from My Chemical Romance, but he has a bunch of side projects, which are Chef's Kiss, amazing. The Future Violence, Death Spells. I'm not gonna talk about his newest band, but yeah, those guys.
Why aren't you talking about the newest band?
Because they're in kind of deep controversy for using AI art in a music video.
I have actually had the AI conversation on this podcast and we will return to it. So share with me,
Okay, cool.
what is the band?
The band is LS Dudes, and they were doing really, really well. It was like a bunch of band members from other bands, and I liked a couple of their songs. And then recently they said that they had a music video come out, and it was all AI art. And then the lead singer, who isn't Frank Iero, was defending it and saying that it was art. And now a lot of people don't like that band.
Interesting. If you would like to learn more about our take on AI, you can look for previous episodes of the podcast with AI in the title, and you can be sure to look out for future episodes because the conversation is ever evolving. In fact, if you know anything about the writers and actors strike, that happened earlier or last year, actually, by the time this airs, there's a really big conversation around AI rights after the actors die. So that's an episode I'm very excited to have with you guys. That I know will not have aired by the time you're listening to this, but it also hasn't been taped. So, like, we're in a weird limbo here.
Yeah, we're in the future, but also in the past.
And also, like, right here with you.
Yeah,
What
exactly.
is the weirdest collaboration you know of in music? Like, for example, Amy Lee and Seether makes perfect sense, but Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 and I am blanking on his name, very famous Latin music artist, the song is Smooth.
Oh, it's on the tip of my brain tongue.
Mine too. Carlos Santana.
Oh, I
Yes.
know what you're talking
And it's
about.
Santana. Yes, that's
Oh,
him.
yes.
That's a really weird mashup, in my opinion. What is the weirdest collaboration in music you can think of?
Weirdest collaboration that I can think of. Now that's a hard one. I'm going to say the Fall Out Boy and Demi Lovato, cover of Irresistible. It's originally just a Fall Out Boy song, but then they had her do some vocals on it at a different version, and it's good, but it's weird.
I mean, if you look at her trajectory at the time, it made a lot of sense.
It did, yes.
Unlike, in my opinion, the Panic at the Disco lead singer and the Taylor Swift
Just about to say
mashup,
that.
makes no sense
Really?
to me, but I do really appreciate the song.
Oh, you like that song?
I like that song. But, like I said, the
I have a really big problem with that song because one of the lyrics is like, there's no I in team, but you can't. I don't know. They spell team wrong in it.
Yes, but the reason they did that was because of something that Taylor Swift had said on social media, and she was kind of like giving context to that. And it was something that, and I always forget his name, her collaborator for that song had already
Brendan
backed
Urie.
up naturally. So that's why that line made it in there. And I do think that was really creatively done, even if it doesn't always make sense to the outside listener. But it was a very weird mashup. Like, the
It
song is
is.
good, but that was a very odd choice.
Yeah. I can't stand that song. And I love Panic at the Disco. I even like their newest record. But I just can't stand that.
He's also another good example of somebody that's really well known for one band and has actually been in like a dozen.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has. Go do your research.
What am I missing?
Again, you're a baby, but continue. Oh, okay. So you are also a writer. You sometimes dabble in poetry. You kind of like test out the waters in other creative spaces. What is one song title that you believe is a universal prompt?
A prompt?
Yes.
I'm gonna say that's a hard one. I don't wanna say.
Say it.
It's gotta be a Nothing But Thieves song, because they have really cool song titles.
Can you give me an example? It doesn't have to be the prompt, but can you give me an example of their titles?
Okay, I got a couple. Ban All the Music. We got Unperson. We got There Was Sun. Can You Afford to Be an Individual?
Those are
Feel like
interesting
a lot of
choices.
those.
Those are very
Yeah,
interesting
Tomorrow
choices.
Is Closed. That's what I want to go. Tomorrow Is Closed.
Ooh, I like that one. Alrighty, and we're gonna switch things up because it's a new year here on the podcast as well. If you could ask our audience any one music-related question, please try to make it broad. We do have people worldwide listening and in all different age groups. But if you could ask one question to every single person in the audience, what would you ask?
What is a band that you want to get into listening to this year? Like someone who you've heard a couple of songs from, but you really wanna like actually listen to them.
That's a very good question. Thank you so much for joining me
Okay.
on today's episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast, Brenna.
Thank you for having me.
Happy National Music Month, everyone. And thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to see you again tomorrow for another very wonderful episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast. Bye for now.